Online Podcast 250. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A gentle horse, as I like to call you. Welcome back to Online Podcast! Happy Monday, everyone, if you're listening to this immediately after I post this. I usually post my show on Monday, and this is me. I'm John. I am back to the studio live, well, kind of sort of live. I've been doing some, for the last two shows. It's like the month of the Nick, as Mark from Remarkably Pellet Pot. Remarkable Ballot Podcast told me, Chef Mark said that, it's the month of Nicks. It's like, it seems like all my guests were all Nicks for the last month of November. And so anyway, the two shows were recorded for Nick Thomas talk chat was, girl, my cats are so helpful, girl. And they were both seen, they recorded back to back and then played in two separate weeks. And then followed by the chat with another Nick from Singapore, Nick D. And I hope you guys get to go over to the queercast.net to check out his show over on, in Singapore. And hopefully you get to check that out. And I believe Nick will be going back to Singapore at the end of the month. I think he'll be arriving in Singapore November, something like 30th or something. I saw it on his website. Anyway, Nick, thank you so much for doing the interview again. And also, if you are new to Online Podcasts, welcome to Online Podcasts, especially that you've read Nick's post on his live journal stop by this website. Oh, I can't speak. Anyway, I'm crazy. And then, those people who actually are linked over here to Online Podcasts through queercast.net, Jesper put a post up there. I believe it's Jesper, because he's the technical guy over at the Queer, because they have actually have a producer. Oh my goodness. They don't have to be like, the Indian god like me. I have to do 10,000 things. I have, 10,000 buttons to push and knobs to turn. And my cats. Oh my gosh. Good lord. Cats! Go away. Anyway, I just want to check in before I play the second half of, or the second interview or chat with Nick D over at queercaster.net. Is it quick? I doubt myself sometimes when I do that and I forget. But, talking about Chef Mark earlier, girl, why do you have to crowd my whole table? My cats are helping. It's what they're trying to do. They have to climb up and touch my buttons and all. Please. Oh, my lord. Anyway, somebody commented on their website. What did they say? He's cute, smart, and adorable. Love to hear interesting stories. Navy. Oh, I've been listening to the show again. Oh, anyway. That must be the same Vincent from Johor. Oh my gosh, distracted. Okay, I actually got a message. Now, this is how long I have been doing like a catch-up show. This is just telling you what's going on in my life. That I have messages way back in October that I haven't played, and I want to go through some of the comments for Nick Thomas's shows, as well as this recent Nick's show from last week. And so I'm going to go on about the business. First is I want to play a message that was in responding to Michael and I made a series of three videos back in November or October. Well, and the last one was posted in November 1st. I mean, on November 1st. And you can go check that out. If I've also, there's been so many emotional ups and downs for me, not in the micro scale, but in the macro scale, in the big picture. So go check that out on my website. Go to onlinepodcast.com. Christ, girl. She's knocking down my batteries. My cats are so helpful. Anyway. But, boy, shut up. And so go check out the video podcast of me and Michael. And of course, responding to that was Chef Mark's message. So let's take a listen to Chef's message. Was sent on October the 25th, almost a month ago. Sorry, I'm catching up. So in fact, Mark was, you'll hear the message. He was apologizing for not leaving messages. But, you know, here I am taking a month to play his message. Here you go.
Hey, John Ong, my dear. It's Chef Mark. And I am sorry I haven't called you in so long, but oh my God, okay. I am laughing so hard. I'm dying from Maiko. She's so hilarious on your video.
Anyway, I gotta stop that for a while because Maiko just celebrated her birthday on the 16th, November 16th. So actually, just this past Friday. In fact, I called her in Japan and we had a nice chat. And she is, she's going to meet Nancy, I believe. Oh, Nancy, I want to say thank you for, I've got to talk about that too. Nancy sent me some coasters also from the Foreign Corresponders Club or something. Something like that, you know what I mean? And I have it upstairs, I don't have it with me. Oh, maybe I have it in my bag. Let me dig to see if it's in there. And she sent me with all this nice Japanese stationery, obviously, because it's from Japan. Can you hear me, like, going through my bag? Maybe I should turn the uncompressed sound here. Oh, yeah, I have it in here. I have it in a bag, in a plastic bag. Oh, here it is. I do have that. How organized am I? What can you get? You get an organized whore like me. So she's got this really nice paper from Japan. Testing. Okay. Oh, here. Now you can hear the paper better. I turn off the... but it's not in here. Nancy from Japan. Well, she's American, I believe, but she is merely in Japan because of her husband, maybe, of her husband's work, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, she's a listener. She's also a listener of Archer Radio. If you listen to Archer's show, Archer also got some of those coasters from the Foreign Correspondents Club of Japan. Really nice, and there's supposed to be four for me, but she says here in the notes, in the little, oriental print. it says, "Dear John, a trifle from a happy listener." is it a trifle? Yeah. Far East Coast Japan, she says. "Love your humorous casts and also appreciate the serious ones. Sorry, I spilt coffee." Bye! Shoo! Bye! Go! Ugh! I gotta go close the door. Sorry, people. I'm closing the door so the chai won't be a nuisance here. Well, I hope you can still hear me. Okay, I have to remove my headphones and move away from the recording studio station thingy-ma-cha-hoo. Okay, now she says, go back to Nancy. "Sorry I spilled coffee on one of the coasters while laughing watching the dessert video part 2. So, and she sent this in October. Oh my gosh, I'm catching up like from 1 month ago. From Nancy, Tokyo, October 29th. Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be sending an email to Nancy, telling Nancy, maybe Nancy, if you hear this in time, then I don't have to send you email, is that Maiko was saying, and thank you for the coasters, by the way, I'll treasure it, and I'll put it up here, in fact, I'll put it in the studio. Every time I do a show, I'll think of you. Nancy says that, sorry, I'm putting away this paper, this envelope and stuff. Okay. And Nancy says that, no, I mean, Michael and Nancy are going to meet up in Japan. How fun is that? And we were thinking, Michael and I, when I called her for her birthday, I said, do you want to actually, you know, meet up with her and actually do a recording? And of course, Michael doesn't have a lot of recording equipment. But I was wondering if Nancy would actually have any sort of recording, good or bad, like a little note taker with really low sound quality or whatever you can find. Can you make it a recording? Or do you have an iPod? Do you have a microphone attachment that you can attach to it and actually record something for me? And I can post it on the web. I can share it with everybody. Or you can also call 206-888-JOHN. This is going to be a long distance call. I don't know whether you are that committed, but if you can save money, do. But if you want to leave a message for me while you guys meet, you can call 206-888-JOHN for me, okay? So that was a message I was supposed to email her, and I forgot. And so I'm telling you now, Nancy, I hope you get this message before I hope you get this message before you actually meet with Michael. So if you have a recorder, bring a recorder, and then you guys can do a recording and send it to me. So they are going to meet in Japan, Nancy and Michael. How wonderful is that? And, let's go back to, oh my gosh, distracted. Distraction. Sorry, Mark, I'm going to go back to your message now.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
And also, when you were
love
talking about
too.
The pomegranates, oh my God.
Pomegranate.
I have used that tip for a long time.
Okay, the pomegranate thing was that I was doing a show, just, you know, I thought that was like a horrible, horrible show, right? In fact, I think Archer said that's the show he likes. It's just me peeling pomegranate. Sorry, it's just the thought of the record, somebody listening to a show of like a person peeling pomegranate is just almost ridiculous. But yeah, that's what I was doing. I was peeling pomegranate, and I was talking about how you can, you know, submerge your pomegranate inside a big bowl of water, and as long as the pomegranate is underwater, you won't have those red juices spilling or squirting everywhere. So that's what my tip is. Girl, oh my gosh, my cat is going to be... Girl, why do you have to do that? She looks like she's going to jump up to the file cabinet up high. She likes the high places. Girly girl likes high places. Sorry, ADD. Anyway, I was peeling pomegranate. That's what Mark was referring to when he says the tip for the pomegranate. So listen to the rest
of dipping the pomegranates
message.
Into the water, except that the last time I was doing that at a client's house, and I had on my fancy chef's coat, and I was talking to her at the same time, and I somehow lifted it up out of the water as I was talking, and I squirted pomegranate juice all over my starched white chef's coat. So I was so embarrassed. But I'm also kind of food dyslexic or cooking dyslexic. Sometimes when I get distracted, I chop up I chop off the ends of the carrots, and then I chop the carrots and I throw the ends in the bowl and the carrots in the garbage. Oh my God, you make me laugh. I'll see you, refrigerator.
Anyway, that was if you have no idea what refrigerator means, you've got to go back to listen to the old shows with Micah. Anyway, thank you, Mark, for the message. I love to hear from people, but then I fall into this laziness that I stop talking about responses from the listeners. So I'm going to go back and do some of that now. I don't like to do too much of that because I thought, you know, a lot of the comments, you can actually go to the website and actually check it out yourself. However, every once in a while, keeping... Girl, please! Girl, oh my gosh, let me pause. I cannot stand this. Hang on just a second. How do I pause this? Yeah. Okay, I'm back. Good Lord, the girl. And now I'm going to take a picture of her because she's so pretty now. Girly girl, you are so cute. Now, I'm going to take a picture of over here so you can see my studio of my... Oh, my Lord. Okay, maybe I'll post that picture. It was a picture of my new computer. Got a new iMac. And also my microphone and then the file cabinet where the girl is happily up on top now. And let's go back to the comments. I want to talk about Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas, sometimes he's such an interesting character, right? I'll talk about a few things here. But if you want to go back and take a look at the comments, you're welcome to. And there are several listeners who are now starting to listen to Nick Thomas also from my podcast. So there you go, new listeners. And I really don't have a lot of listeners. I know some people think that I've been podcasting for over 3 years and I would probably have a lot of listeners. I don't. I think I have a very steady 300 listeners, sometimes 200 and something, I believe. It goes up and down. I believe last time it used to be 500. I don't know whether it's the number dropping or is it just Libsyn's is showing more of an accurate listenership. Easily the same amount or less than Archer Radio, because Archer Radio involves a lot, which is actually, you know, I enjoy his show because I get to explore new podcasts through his show. So I don't do that very often because I'm lazy, because, you know, I just don't want to go out and hunt for a new podcast. So if you hear any good podcasts, I like Personal Journal, which is kind of like me, you know, talking about my life, that sort of stuff. I like that sort of podcast. But Nick Thomas was on my podcast for 2 weeks, and he talked about some of his childhood and some of those interesting experiences that he's had. And that obviously brought in quite a few comments, and I am hoping that, what is it? Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that he would, well, Nick Thomas, there's one, he said something really funny on his show, and I just have to bring it up here. I'm opening up my notes here. One time, this is a long time ago, and I just never had the opportunity to bring it up. Since I'm talking about him, I'm going to talk about it now. Oy vey, that was a hunger burp, because I'm hungry. He said that, you know, do you remember the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, came here to give a talk in this university, whatever, and was... His translation came out to be, and it could be true, and he's a wacko case, but, you know, he's not the real threat. I'm not saying Iran, but especially, it's, you know, he's just a clown, I think, because he doesn't have real power. If you don't know about that, listen to Democracy Now, and you'll learn more about that. Anyway, Ahmadinejad said that they're when asked about homosexuality, because they hang gay people in Iran, it's obviously very, 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 very bad, obviously, hanging of any kind, any person. And so they asked him about the hanging of gay people, and they said that the translation came out. I heard a couple. They say that... homosexuals do not exist in Iran, and so it got a few laughs from people, and some people claim that that was a bad translation of what he's saying. It's not exactly what he means in his conversation. But anyway, you can debate that, but I don't care. But that's not the point. The point is about Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas, he was responding to that podcast, I mean, responding to that comment of Ahmadinejad, and he said, there's no gay Iranian that, you know, he must be crazy. I wouldn't know. I'm paraphrasing a whole lot, you know, in my very English kind of thing. And he said that, oh, go to, what do you mean there's no gay Iranian? Go to WeHo Radio. I mean, WeHo Video. WeHo Video is apparently it's a gay porn site that Nick Thomas like. I like XTube. I do. That's my, like, porn site du jour. Anyway, too much information. Oh my gosh, talking about too much information. I found out that one of my coworkers listening to my podcast, no, actually more than one now, but maybe two. I don't think they listen regularly. One of them I actually listen to more regularly than the other. If you're listening to this and you know who I'm talking about, you just told me within the last 2 weeks that you listened to this show. No, I'm not self-conscious, but it's just a little funny that somebody's listening to my crap. Usually, you know, when I think about people listening, they are people far away, you know, apparently Paul from London is now listening too. Thanks to Nick Thomas, I now have one new listener. However, I do not expect people to stay. If this is not your cup of tea, please move on to another cup of whatever, coffee or milk. Move on. You know, I would not take it personally. I'm still a nice person regardless and pretty. Mm-hmm. I got a new haircut. And myself, of course. And so, yeah, Nick Thomas, don't worry whether or not somebody's listening. Of course, I want to point out to Nick Thomas is, my gosh, I spent the whole show talking about Nick Thomas now. Oh, shit, my battery's almost done. Fuck. Oh, crap. Now I can't switch recording halfway. No, I'm going to tough it out and actually finish this recording. I guess if it stops, I'll probably have to do the editing. Fuck. I hope it doesn't all go away, though. Shit, now I'm scared. Okay, now I'm just wasting time thinking about it. Anyway, Nick Thomas, don't change your show. Don't change your show. If you want to talk about sex, talk about sex. Don't say that, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about sex. But I'm not going to talk about sex too much because, you know, John doesn't like it. Archers, stop listening because you talk about sex. Don't do that because there'll be other people are drawn to your show for different reasons. And so I would say do whatever that's true to you. However, don't take sex as a selling tool and just using that to attract new listeners. It's not going to work. You may attract people for a while, then it gets old. That is the reason why I skipped through some of the sex parts. Some sex things that is not new, I mean, not old, I listen to it all the time. And I mean, and when you talk about the new experience or whatever, when you talk about that new, the Asian guy that you're seeing and, oh, not seeing, you're humping. It's fine. So that's all right. I don't really mind it. And in fact, I skip over music on some podcasts too, because if I want to listen to music, I'll listen to music. So when I do play music, I only play a very short clip to the extent that I can bear it, because I find out that people who tune into or listen to talk type of podcast actually sometimes find audio a bit annoying. If you want to have audio podcasts, you want the whole show to be audio. But that's my two cents. Save your shimmer. And let's see what's on my list next. And I also posted several pictures. Oh my gosh, so many things have changed. I vented about my rant about the human rights campaign and how disappointed I am with the Democratic Party lead Congress that they are House of Representatives passed the ENDA, we talk about ENDA with Michael, the version that doesn't include transgender people. What the fuck? How is it so absurd? It's just beyond me. I thought I was past that, but I get angry again when I see that. In fact, it makes me angrier to see that than the people in Malaysia the people in Penang. There's a gay sex raid in Penang. If those of you do not read my comments, I was going to say condoms because because I'm reading it, one of my posts, and I used that in there. So you have got to go check it out. Go to onlinepodcast.com and check out all the previous posts. That was November 7th. So go back to the month of November. I have a very frustrated week in there. The gay sex raid and in Penang. And then this is worse of all, is they passed Mukasey guy to be the attorney general. That I was so disappointed with it, and that too. Just, you know, it's just horrible. And I find that people are just becoming so numb to everything. People are not sensitive anymore. People are not compassionate anymore. People are not caring. People do not put your situation in their own, well, how do you say that? Put the other people's situation, well, what do you, I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Put other people's situation, yourself in other people's situation, and see things from their point of view. People don't do that anymore. And then, of course, you know, I changed some of the tone with Chai, and I put a photos on there. And the men traction, you know, there's some men traction. And then I went out to dinner with, not dinner, but dim sum with Lisa, a friend of mine, and came to visit, and we went out for dim sum, and delicious. If you go to my Flickr, if you go to photos.onlinepodcast.com, you can also go check out the photos. Or you can simply go to the website and there will be links up on top to go to the photo section. And then, of course, we have a nice chat with the bottom half of this European episode with Nick from Queercast, the juiciest Queercast, I mean, the Singapore's juiciest Queercast, I mean, Queer podcast. And it got a lot of comments on that show as well. And he's a hottie, and you know, as many of you know. And also David B from, forgot his show. Okay, the Occasional Fag mentioned something about there's a case that set the precedence for the gay sex in America. So you can go read that all in the... apparently, there's a case in Texas that... Not Texas. Texas. That has been... that set the precedent for all gay... Well, pretty much legalizing... Make it legal in all states in the USA to have bump sex, well, gay sex. well, not all gay sex are bump sex, but specifically sodomy, the sodomy law. And sodomy also, the word bothers me sometimes. And go check out the Cutie Pie. And there will be another episode of Nick D next week, and we will be talking about the a little bit about... the astronaut from Malaysia, Sheikh. And today, this morning, when I was having breakfast with a friend of mine who came to visit from Malaysia, and she just happens to be living in an area where Sheikh Mustafa Shukur live, and we started talking about him. I don't want to go into the detail, but and I don't want to self-censor as well. He said that, oh, yeah, he's gay. And I said, are you sure? You know, and well, apparently there are talks in Malaysia before I started, so it's not my fault. Before I started, apparently there are people already talking about him being gay and he's, you know, living with the guy and all that. But those are gossip, so I don't want to go into the detail of that because then people accuse me of being, attacking him or whatever you know. I just think it's hard, you know, if I'm that famous, it'll be so difficult. So I might as well come out when I am not that famous and not that hot. So to get that out of the way while it's easy. And then, you know, when you go to become a famous star, either your coming out stop you from being a star, or when you become a star, it's no longer an issue because you're already out. So there you go. I know I have a few other things I want to talk about, but since the battery is almost dying, I want to keep this... I hope I can actually get to it. I'm going to see what is that. Oh, I received a comment from somebody at work saying, I worked with this guy before and then he stopped working there. But he came back to the company and I saw him and he was talking with other guys. And then he just casually mentioned to another coworker of mine who's now currently worked there, said to her that, you know, if I were gay, John's gonna be my boyfriend. Isn't that the sweet thing to say? And he's straight. I mean, he's a straight guy. And he's just that was so sweet. I think that's like the best comment you can get from somebody is saying that, oh, if I were gay, is that my cat? Or is that a siren? Oh my gosh, there's a siren outside. I mean, not close to my house, but I don't know if you can hear. If I turn down the... If I turn on the compressor, you can probably hear. Shit, I messed up my settings here. My microphone settings. Testing 1, 2, 3. Do you hear it? Now it's gone. Now this is the normal sound. You know, very sensitive. You get to hear all the sound surrounding me because I turn up the compression just to cut down the room noise. And of course I messed with my microphone. I hope now this works. Testing 1, 2, 3. Am I louder or softer or what? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, okay, maybe that button doesn't do anything. Anyway, going back to my... Oh my gosh, I feel like the sound is different now. Shit. Oh my gosh, battery's getting low. Oh my gosh, I'm so paranoid. And so anyway, that's such a nice comment. And then also another straight girl saying, also said, yeah, if I were a guy and if I were gay, I would also date you. How sweet was that? I thought that was a very sweet comment to say. And of course, oh my gosh, I have a lovely, lovely weekend with my husband. We haven't been, you know, we've been working so much that we haven't spent too much time, quality time together doing fun things for a while. And Friday, we both didn't have to work Friday evening. So we, had a nice dinner. What did we have? I forget what we have, but you know, we had a nice dinner and spent time together. And then, Saturday we woke up together. That was really nice. Woke up together and went out for brunch. And then we went out shopping, do a bit of Christmas shopping here and there. And, it was lovely. It was so sweet. Everything was just so, and then we also, we also had sex. But anyway. that was like in between all the activities. We came home and, score. Sorry. and it was lovely too. It was like a stretch out. Ugh, very nice. Oh, anyway, it was lovely. So I think that's probably it. I'm so afraid that my battery's gonna die and then all the pre-recorded stuff will be all gone. I got that. Now I don't get a lot of hate mail from people because I'm just nice that way. But recently, there was a guy who was on Penang Hokkien. Typically, it's only on Penang Hokkien. You know, the show that is that you are completely out. People don't do anything, but the show that you are not... Well, you know, I am out. It's just that it's not an issue. It's not a gay show. It's a Penang Hokkien, you know? And so people are saying... he was calling me all sorts of names and calling me a... faggot, pretty much, but in the Chinese terms. And I said, you know, I always have to point out to people because especially in Penang Hokkien is people don't realize I'm out and I am openly out and I don't, it's not a threat to people. Some people, it's gay people, it is a threat because you don't want to be out or to be exposed to the point of jeopardizing your work or what. And there's no law protecting you that way. Well, unless you're a transgender person in America. Well, we don't know how far that went. I haven't been keeping up. As far as Enda is concerned, I don't know whether or not I think it's going to get a veto from the Bush. Which makes it worse, you know? It's like you compromise with those people, the horrible people, and then get the horrible people turn it down anyway. Why do that? You know, you don't compromise. You don't compromise the right thing. You don't compromise good. You don't just say, I'm just going to kill him a little, you know? I'm just going to make her sick and throw up and not kill her entirely. And that makes you a good person. No, you have to go all the way. You just don't kill people. And, you know how I feel about death penalty too. Oh my gosh, I'm too ADD. Anyway, let me see if there's any important things. But if you want to check out comments and stuff, please go to online podcast and read it there. And I talk about Nancy. I talk about Chef Mark's message. And, oh, guess what? Apparently, Shake, the astronaut guy, the Malaysian astronaut guy, is getting married in 2009, apparently. Why do people... What was that? Christ. Oh my gosh, is my battery's gonna die? Something's going... Did you hear that? It was my hard drive. Never mind. Oh my gosh, I got a lot of interference from my hard drive backup. But anyway, I'm going to finish up too. Sheikh Muzaffar Shukur is going to get married. Now, for those of you who are saying that he's gay, now you can move on and say that he's straight now and accept that he's straight. I don't quite buy it, but it's his personal choice. So apparently he's getting married. A lot of gay people like to do that, you know, saying that, you know, I'm getting married and, you know, set a date that is so far away that, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know. That's going to be my last word for that. I'm not going to be hateful. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not quite buying it. But anyway, if you want to leave comment and scold me or whatever, you can go to onlinepodcast.com and leave me a message there. It's spelled onglinepodcast.com. Or leave me a voicemail at 206-888-JOHN or send me an email, online@gmail.com. That is ongline@gmail.com. And until next week, come back and listen to Nick again. The Nick D, not the other Nick, but the Nick D from Singapore. And in the meantime, don't forget to smile and enjoy your week. Bye.